Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's been probably about 2 weeks, I think, but we've both been incredibly busy and such. Adam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing today?
Oh, I can't complain. I have a canker sore in my mouth, so it kind of hurts to talk a lot. Kind of sucks.
Ouch.
It's unfortunate, but you know, I was eating beef jerky and I ended up biting my lip, and you know how it goes.
Yep.
I see that you're...
Back will hurt more.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's healing. It's just like in the stage of where it's just sore. But nonetheless, we do have some fun stuff to talk about with everyone. First off, I'm still working on that script for Skyweaver. Made some more progress on it today. I'm pretty excited with it. I'm going to have Adam here edit the portion I have, and then I'm going to tackle the next section. Adam... You actually recently won something that we talked briefly about in a couple of our last episodes, though, with the Alpha 2 on Sandbox and the raffle and whatnot. You kind of want to go into detail about how you did on that and what you got?
Sure. So with the Sandbox, Alpha 2 finished up, and they actually gave out... I didn't win an Alpha Pass or anything, which is kind of sad, but... they actually halfway through decided to give a 100% completion award. So if you did everything in the alpha map, then you were going to be awarded something. And I didn't think it was going to be substantial, but it ended up being 95 sand, which is like $300. So it was pretty awesome.
And what can you do with the sand?
So, with the sand, the sand that they sent out is on the Matic network, which I think most of the sand is now. It originally was on the Ethereum network, and they moved it over to the Polygon network. And so, you can't buy land with it, because you can only buy land with Ethereum sand. But I'm pretty sure you can buy anything on the marketplace with it. But what I did is I just staked it.
And what does staking it mean exactly for someone who might not know?
So within crypto environments, you have the opportunity after you buy any type of crypto. But with sand, they give you the opportunity to stake it, which means you basically just lock it up for a certain amount of time to kind of help the ecosystem build and help it with liquidity and stuff. And in return, you're just kind of rewarded through a little bit of interest. They pay interest on it.
Oh, that's awesome. That'd be something really cool. So that's cool. How did you feel when you figured out they were going to give everyone, when they did give you the 300 sand? What was the first thought you had?
I was blown away, honestly. I mean, I thought it was going to be like $5, $10, $20 or whatever, but $300, that's pretty awesome.
It is really cool. And you spent a lot of time on it as well.
Yeah. I mean, I probably did spend close to at least 20 hours or more, I would guess.
I don't think I would have been able to do it. I did do some of it, obviously, but it's the jump puzzles, man. Anything locked behind a jump puzzle, I struggle.
Yeah, I guess that spending a lot of time in Game Maker and figuring out my own stuff kind of got me pretty good with jumping around, I guess.
Very cool. Now... So tell us, were you still working on a script for your video for the Sandbox?
Yeah. So I want our long form content to be centered around, like, is this game going to be, I don't know, we haven't decided on the name of it yet, but it's going to be, is it like pay to play or play to earn or pay to earn? It's kind of going to be the general theme of it. And, so I was going to start a new channel for that. And the Sandbox one, I had like maybe a 12 to 15 minute script written out. And I just wanted it to be a lot more, a lot longer and a lot more thought out. So just kind of adding some more stuff to it.
Of course. And how long are you looking to go with it?
I don't know. At least a half hour, I think.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
25 minutes, half hour, if not longer.
Yeah, that's on the same train of thought I was having for the Skyweaver video as well. Kind of hit that sweet spot right in there. And then that's kind of all the big topics I had to kind of talk about today. You know, we updated on where we were, where we've been, of course. Is there any like cool games you've seen recently you'd like to talk about, or anything that's happened recently you'd like to bring up?
Not really. A team reached out to me on Twitter a while back to help them do some research on the sandbox. And I was like, yeah, I'll definitely help you do that. Because I was already working on the script and stuff, and they had a lot of research too. So I'm working with those guys, just helping them out. I built a tile for them so they could pitch it to their clients. I think they have a nibble on somebody, but I don't know how that'll all work out yet, because the sandbox is just so early on working with teams and stuff to put experiences together. I know that they're working on it. I heard Joe on the stream mention the other day that they're working on a portal where multiple people can log in and work on the same experience at the same time. Well, I don't know about the same time, but they can all log into like the same experience from different locations.
That would be really cool.
So that'll definitely help out. Basically, they had some stuff that they put together in a program called Magic Voxel that you can transition over into VoxEdit. So basically, it's just really cool. It's been cool to work with a team that is out of our country, I guess, and working on like workflows and how would it all work out the best and stuff like that. So
that is really cool. And it's really cool. I don't really got too much going on. I got promoted at work. I'm not sure if I mentioned in our last podcast, so I've been training some new reps that we got, which has been a bit time consuming, which is fine though. I'm pretty excited. They're both, the people I started training were doing well. So it's a pretty good feeling to have your first group of people you work with, you know, succeed. So, but that's where I've been. I do plan on having some more work on the script I'm working on for the Skyweaver. I'm going to start having a bunch more recorded content for it, which will be really nice. I think for the video, I've been playing quite a bit of it, and I still think it's a phenomenal game. Definitely worth playing. From there, though, I don't really have anything else to kind of end on. Don't know the big updates. How about yourself, Adam? Anything we should end on here?
I was just going to talk about Alpha in general, if you have a minute.
Oh, of course.
So I definitely have a good taste in my mouth at the end of Alpha because they sent us 95 sand for completing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as I was going through each experience individually, I wasn't super excited about it, you know, because of a lot of the stuff I've been talking about in the past and that we've talked about, but it's just not quite there yet. Like the experiences are, obviously you can see that people spent a lot of time on them and you know, programmed them well and made sure they can't be broken, but that doesn't change the fact that they're not really that fun, you know, or like they don't feel worthwhile. So
I was clearing my throat there. I apologize. No, I definitely agree with you on that though. That is, I do agree with you on that.
So I think that the sandbox is like very self-aware though, and they know that. And I think that's one of the main reasons that they gave some people so much money to keep playing.
So
like incentives.
I do have a question for you though, because, you know, we kind of came to the same conclusion that, you know, it's a cool thing that they have going, but it's not fun. How would you, well, like, what suggestions would you have to make it more, you know, fun or enjoyable to quote unquote play?
They need to make it like the social hub. They need to make that work better, like where people can play together. And because right now, like for example, social hubs only work if you don't have stuff in it that has like assets in it that don't have collision and gravity. So that pretty much like takes out any form of competitive game, you know?
True.
So I think they need to really work on fixing the sync issues with assets that have collision and gravity. So everybody, like, for example, if you're playing like a soccer game, if you can't have like a ball that works in a social hub because they don't sync up between each other. I think that's
Okay.
one of the easiest things that they could do to start introducing experiences where people can play together and actually have fun. I think that's my biggest thing. What do
I
you
can
think?
definitely, I can agree with you on that. Like, they need to do some back end work to kind of get the communication from everyone together. I can't comment on that. I don't know too much about how they would do that. I'm sure there's a lot that would go into it, but I agree with you that that would make a huge difference. Because if you can get everyone like at the same tick rate, everyone's checking back in with, I don't know if they use servers for it or the blockchain or how that works specifically, but you know, if everyone's on the same page, you can introduce more things like a competitive game, a soccer game. Maybe like a airsoft or military-esque type game. I'm not sure if they'd have like actual military stuff, but they could do kind of like what Blankos did, something similar to that, where someone could make a level like that or something, and it'd be really fun.
Yeah, I think that there just needs to be more like a more multiplayer aspect to it. Right
I
now, it just
agree.
is like very copy and paste. It's like, yeah, you spent a lot of time on the environment and it looks pretty cool, and obviously you spent a lot of time on it, but it's like run around, collect Voxelite, do a jump park, and find four locations, and that's it.
And
And
I think it'd be
then
really cool too. Like, if they keep that same formula they're using, like what they have, like make it more adventure-esque, like make it so you could do it with a friend or something, you know? Make it so there's like bosses that you could fight together or something like that. And that could even be a good starting point for them, just allowing you and another player to play together and have it work.
yeah, that's the thing. It's like to have a social hub, it's very restrictive on the things you can do. So once they figure out those sync issues, or they even come across them in the first place, I'm not a developer. That'll really open up the door to having more fun experiences. Because, I mean, the sandbox is never going to be, other than pl actually playing to earn. And yeah, people can do that on their squares. Like, come do my adventure game and earn some sand. Yeah, people are going to do that. But short of that, nobody's going to come onto the sandbox and play a one person experience for fun.
No.
They're just going to go play a different game. But if you can come on the sandbox and play multiplayer experiences where you can actually play like mini games and stuff and actually hang out with other people, I can see that being a little more successful.
And I agree with that 100%. I really do. And that also, you never know, like with the next, because don't I think they I saw something on their website. I was on there late last night. And I think it said that they're working on getting Alpha 3 ready or something like that, wasn't it? Or a new season. I might be seeing the new season.
No, they're working on Alpha 3.
Oh, wow. Then they're developing fast. So you never know. That could be something we see coming, you know, going forward, which would be really, really cool.
Yeah, I don't think Alpha 3 is going to be too far off.
Perfect. Well, that'll give us some more stuff to talk about. Well, everyone, I want to say thank you so much for listening today. Adam, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yep, you're welcome. I enjoyed it.
Well, you guys all have a great rest of the day now. Bye.